1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The Apostle Paul had what many perhaps would have thought would be a life-changing experience at Athens. He came and observed the world bowing the knee to Athene, gazed at the beauty of her architecture, listened to her philosophers expound the wisdom of the age. Paul also had a chance to speak. He proclaimed Christ crucified and arisen, but he was mocked as a seed picker, one who pretends to be a teacher, but he's really only pecking at empty husks. So did Paul need to reevaluate his message and improve it with the philosophies of men? Do we? And his second missionary journey continued then, coming into Corinth, that was renowned through the world for her sensual pleasures. So did Paul need to reevaluate his message and improve it with some sex appeal? Do we? Our text reveals that these philosophies and pleasures of men did indeed lead Paul to reevaluate his message and determine to never change. The always changing, always failing philosophies and pleasures of men cannot hold a candle to the joy in Christ. Paul determined forever to preach Christ alone. Did that mean that Paul had nothing to say about anything else? Not about wisdom or immorality or immortality? Sure he did. But the Holy Spirit was demonstrating that our whole faith and life has to have one focus: Christ alone. A beautiful flower has many petals, but they all need one sturdy center to hold them together. And any petal that's not attached to that center, no matter how brilliant it was, fades and rots. And so Paul demonstrates that the preaching of Christ alone reaches into all areas, but it needs to always keep that one focus: Christ alone. And thus he showed the Athenians that all of their gods, every corner of their city, could not help them because they're nothing but dead wood and stone. So the living God, the one living God, he pointed out, will judge the world. And it's only Jesus that can declare you righteous in that judgment. Therefore, live connected to Jesus, or you're dead, rotting in sin. He told the Corinthians that any sin, whether it's the sexual immorality of their pagan temples, or today with its porn and live-in relationships, whether it's the burglary, thievery of the burglar or of the five-finger discount, whether it's the selfishness of divisive strife or selfish laziness, any sin of impenitence sets one outside the kingdom of God. Jesus has given you the kingdom. In the forgiveness of all your sins with his own blood. So live connected to that center, or you are dead, rotting in sin. Yes, Paul did carefully weigh all the things of this world, but he found that all of them finally rot in death. Christ alone is the one focus that holds all our faith and life together as a beautiful flower, eternal, well-pleasing to the Lord. Paul also carefully weighed the wisdom of man that could produce the Doric column and the Parthenon, that could record history and write poetic verse, that could develop Aristotle's scientific method and Archimedes' principle, that could grasp the physics of space travel and tap the energy of the atom. And yet, he recognized that all of this wisdom of man is by itself only foolishness. It led the Stoics to conclude that, hey, the only way to master pain, evil, and death is to die. So you might as well hurry up and kill yourself. It led the Epicureans to conclude that, hey, satisfying your desire is the path of happiness. So satiate yourself, even if it consumes you. It led the moralist to preach man's goodness. And yet its very gurus are found lying, stealing, adulterating. And our society that is so gung-ho on man's goodness is suffocating in exploding immorality, terrorizing crime, and the collapse of the family. The wisdom of man still preaches that man determines his own fate. But those who are given the eyes to see recognize that that is just Satan's ancient lie. Go ahead and eat the fruit, whatever you like. You won't die. You'll be like God. Your eyes will be open. You'll find true satisfaction. And yet for over 6,000 years, sin has brought only disease, darkness, and death. Yes, man's wisdom can discover great things in this world, but it cannot solve the problem of sin and death. That great problem is me. The wretched sinner that I am, and it is only Jesus that washes and cleanses me and you from all your sin in his holy precious blood and makes you kings and priests unto God and his Father. So yes, Paul carefully weighed all the things of this world, but he did not alter his message. He did not think that he could improve it with the philosophies and pleasures of men. The wisdom of God's grace giving his only Son into death in our place is so beyond the wisdom of man that man thinks it foolish. But Christ is the wisdom of God, providing divine peace, eternal hope, and perfect joy. Christ is the only wisdom that holds our whole faith and life together as a beautiful flower, eternal, well-pleasing to the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 465, 465, stanzas 1 and 4.